your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What is the greatest harm parents can do to their children? The greatest harm parents can do to a child is to indulge every demand out of love. This teaches the child to expect that every wish should be fulfilled, creating a painful contradiction when they encounter the real world. Parents who give in to every demand may mean well, but the child eventually discovers that the world does not work this way and may struggle to accept reality. Parental love should therefore not be used for pampering, but for preparing children for life. Parents should teach patience, responsibility, and an awareness of their duties, helping children grow into responsible and contributing members of society. What is the most precious gift parents can give their children? A hadith of the Prophet says that the best gift a father can give his child is good manners. Parents should teach their children how to behave well, deal with difficult situations, understand God's creation plan, practice gratitude, and think positively. They should also teach them to avoid a complaining attitude, become duty conscious, and fulfill their responsibilities sincerely while seeking their reward from God. God has given us the blessing of family so that we may nurture our children with love, instill good values in them, and prepare them to become beneficial members of society. How can I instill Islamic values in my child? Instilling Islamic values begins not with formal lessons, but with the atmosphere at home. Religion should be a natural part of everyday conversation and a priority rather than an afterthought. The mother has a particularly important role in shaping this spiritual environment. In August 1996, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan attended a gathering at Mountain Valley Mosque in New Jersey on the Islamic upbringing of children in American society. His message was simple: religious classes and cultural practices alone are not enough. Parents need to Islamize your home. Religion should have a central place in family conversations rather than allowing clothes, money, business, and careers to dominate. Children learn values most effectively when they see them being lived at home. How can one introduce the real Islam to their children? Parents should sit with their children, read stories of the prophets and the companions, read the translation of the Quran together, and provide a peaceful environment at home. They should talk with their children, ask their opinions, and encourage them to think, reflect, and reason, as the Quran repeatedly asks believers to do. Rituals alone are not enough. Children should understand their meaning and spirit. Their natural curiosity should be encouraged and their questions answered patiently. They should also be encouraged to choose good friends, as bad company can have a powerful negative influence. Nowadays, suicide is on the rise in youngsters who have failed to achieve their desired academic goals. How can this be prevented? Student suicide can arise from the dangerous belief that personal worth depends on academic success. Failure in an examination is then seen as failure in life. This is a serious mistake. A person's value is not determined by marks or degrees, but by the ability to learn, adapt, and grow. Parents, teachers, and society should help young people understand that success and failure are both part of life. Failure does not define a person. It is one stage in a longer journey. From the Quranic perspective, trials are part of life and can help develop patience, humility, and character. The emphasis should therefore shift from grades to effort, and from competition to self-improvement. Children should be taught that they do not need to be perfect. They need to strive, learn from mistakes, and find meaning beyond material achievement. Failure can be a redirection, not a dead end. What is the role of the elders of the house who have reached old age in the making of a home? Old age is a great blessing from God. Older people are often free from many responsibilities that occupied them earlier in life, giving them more time for learning and for developing a deeper understanding of the Quran and Hadith. They can also bring patience, wisdom, and experience into the home. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan once wrote about a young man who would sit with his elderly father after returning from work. His father would tell simple stories from his youth. At first the son found them repetitive, but gradually realized that they contained lessons in patience, gratitude, and perseverance. His father's calmness during arguments and crises also taught him to listen, pause, and value relationships over winning an argument. Older people, therefore, should not merely be seen as family members who need care. They can become living sources of wisdom and experience. Like the roots of a tree, their quiet presence can give stability and strength to the entire family. Everyone in this world should behave as a morally responsible servant of God, and everyone is given equal opportunities to do so.